Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Oh, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion in the Line, and I am the co-host tonight to the host of the show, who is Imam Alpha Muhammad. And I hope and pray that Almighty God bless the new listeners, those that might be really interested and don't belong to any religion. I mean, even if you belong to a religion, I pray that if you listen to this show, Religion Me Alive, and I'm the co-host, Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York, that God will bless you to hear something that will appeal to you, to give you, to make you have different thoughts and look at things in a more broader scope and a different way. But I like to always begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God. And in our holy book, his name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He has no mother, no father, no sisters, no brothers, no aunts, and no uncles. He is the creator, and he's the one that created the mother, the father, grandma, granddaddy, aunts and uncles, sisters and brothers and cousins for our benefit, the human being, the human creation. Dear beloved people, I hope and pray that it might be some young people on here. You know, we finding out that a lot of young people now in the schools, even in grade schools and in middle schools and high schools and on the college campus, they are becoming more interested now. A lot of them are becoming interested in knowing about what's going on in the world and what religion at all is all about. It's all about. Because the world and the condition that it's in, the only thing that's going to get this world back like our forefather would hope that it would be when it was put on what they call the promised human destiny for all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. But we always have opposition. Religious people, sincere religious people that believe in God more than anything else in their life, they always don't have opposition from those that don't think or feel that way. See, it's some people that don't believe in God. That's what they think. They think they don't. God has created the human being. Two things he said created, the jinn and man. And he created us to be his servant. So you can't get around it. You can try to duck it. But your heart and your soul and your mind going to bring you back and punish you if you don't conform to the way God created you to, you know, to conform and be. So we like to thank Almighty God all the time, because when we look at the world and we see world history, we see that God has been merciful to the human being. He has been merciful to all of his creation. That's why we have to acknowledge that he's the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And he is the one that gives man and women help when nothing else can happen. Now, you know that in your family life, in your community, you run out of ideas. You run out of thoughts of the problems can get so much a burden on you, you don't know which way to turn. And in the subtleties of your heart and your soul, you say, turn to the Creator. Turn to your Lord who created you. And a soft voice, oh, yes, that's how come we praise God, we thank him all the time, because it is only God, the Creator, the Creator. There's many false gods, but there's only one Creator that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And you can't do away with him. But the false gods can be done away with. So we hope and pray that you're listening, and we'd like to thank Almighty God over and over again for giving us the last of the prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,438 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. God has given him as an example that no matter how burdened the human being become, or how much a burden can be put on the human being, you don't have to lose your dignity. You don't have to lose your dignity. And that's the enemy that always, the enemy of the human being, of the shaitan, or the Satan in the Bible, or Lucifer and the shaitan in our holy book, his main purpose is to get you away from your honor and dignity, nobility that God created all of the sons of Adam and daughter in. God said he created all of us humans with a noble disposition in our life. You know, honor, noble. So we have a fight from birth to death. When we begin to come out of the womb of our mother, we begin to grow on earth, and we begin to, you know, become of age, starting with 1, 2, 3, all the way as long to how long God bless you to live on this earth. You are always in a struggle against the arch open enemy of humankind, and that is the devil. Now, the devil, he don't show you all bad. So some of you say you identify with the devil. You say the devil, yeah, he's the devil. But you might be talking to a person that might be under the influence at that particular time of the devil. But you might see that man or woman tomorrow, and you see the human being that God created him to be. So it is an influence. It is an influence that is coming from the one that totally in opposition against you as a human being, and trying his best, him and his supporters, him and his helpers, to stop the human being from getting the great blessing that God said he was going to bestow on them. So we hope and pray that we can share some information coming from our beloved leader and teacher. I say my beloved leader and teacher, Imam Walter D. Muhammad, and those who say, when you hear me say our, you agree with me, because I agree with many of brothers and sisters that I hear on the Block Talk Radio that I can hear the Imam in them. I can hear the Imam in them. And they are not concerned about trying to give information from other people that lived 1,000 years ago before us in different people that belong to different ethnic races, even though they're good, they're all brothers and sisters. But God said he created us in tribes and families. Tribes and families. God said he did that. And to get to know one another, not to hate and despise one another, and also to recognize each other. So if we follow that instruction, we want to be recognized like every other race of people. But we have a history more than any of our brother and sister history. We have a history that things were done to us that denied us the same rights that then did not deny many of our brothers and daughters that is in the family of Adam and Abraham, and we both belongs to Abraham, who's known as the first father. And Adam known as Abraham known as the first father. Abraham known as the, we all believe as Jews, Christians, and Muslims in the Abrahamic faith, and that's known as the heavenly religion. And in that religion that God gave to our father Abraham is the religion that unites the children of Adam and Abraham. If we follow the guidance that God give us through the religion, so this is religion mean a lie. Religion means a lot. This is nothing small. I was talking to him, the Imam, and he called me and let me know, asked me, could I stand in again? I said, yes, sir, because he was talking to the Imam that most of y'all know, and I think he had a meeting with him, because I work with Imam Alpha Muhammad because I see something in him, he sees something in me. We got the same interest and concern. And that is about lifting up our race, doing something for our people. Not that we are not going to want to do something for other people. Yes, we do, because we know that the human being, in his original state of mind, heart and soul, and rationale and logic, you want to help people. No matter how hard-hearted you have become, God didn't create you that way. It was the influence of your environment, your home environment, your school, and your religious environment that might have made you hard-hearted. In the world, we know that the world has done it. But there's always hope for progress. Always hope for progress for the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. And I'm going to start off with what our beloved leader have left with us and what he has said to African-American descendants of slaves about our history. And it's called New Africa. And we are New Africa, man. Don't forget, because we are new people. If y'all can, if the learned ones, like the email tried to get the email, he says, I can get you email to help me to convince our people and to show our people that we are a new people. A big part of the job is done. And the reason why, a lot of reason why we ain't making that progress is because we have too many that still not looking at themselves as a new people. You're a new people, brothers and sisters. You who was born from the slave plantation that our fathers and mothers was put on when they were brought from Africa, especially here in America. You're a new people. You're a new people. You're a new people. And those that were put in South America, you're a new people. Central America, you're a new people. West Indian, you're a new people. Because we all belong or come from the family tree of Africa. We're a family. And we have brothers and sisters that is white, brown, red, and yellow. And they are our brothers and sisters because we have the same father, two of them, Abraham and Adam. Adam is the father of all of us. He's Abraham's father, Jesus, Moses, all the prophets is the sons and daughters of Abraham and the sons and daughters of Adam. And we know how to explain this. It ain't no mystery to us no more. Those of us that know we are new Africa, we are new people, and accept that, and then we begin to see the people that God blessed to identify us to be recognized, even though we may be Jews, Christians, and Afro-secular-minded, whatever, Muslim. It was a certain group that God raised up amongst those people and made and blessed them to be the ones that turned the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to the children. And God said, unless I come and smite the earth with a curse. Who was that one that said was going to do that in your Bible? Elijah must first come. Elijah, that's what Bob said. Elijah must first come. And his job was to turn the hearts of the children back to the father. And the hearts of the fathers back to the children. That's scripture. So being New Africa, Imam said, we are not old Africa, we New Africa. God, this is going to be 90 seconds. How is this here going to be 90 seconds? I just came on. I don't know what's going on. They love to cut our shows and things off. I don't know who be doing this here, but I know. Yeah, there ain't no name of suckers. I've been on this longer than I just came on. I ain't even got started yet. So I hope and pray that this could be cleared up. I hope and pray that my Almighty God bless this to be here. Now they're saying 6 to 7. I'm going to have to wait till this here run out. I don't know what's going on. And I have to, y'all, please don't walk away. Give me a little time to deal with this here. I don't understand what's going on here. I have to wait till they give me a chance so I can go off, and I'm going to dial back in and see what's going on, brother. So please have patience. Please be patient. This is what we have to go through when you're serving God and wants to do God's will. But that's all right. Allah says the believer will surely win through. He didn't say maybe or might. He said the believer will surely win through. That's what God said. And I depend and put my trust in God because God don't, they just told me I got 10 seconds. So give me a chance to call in and see what's going on. I have to call back in and find out what's going on, brother and sister. Just please hold on. Am Let's see what they're going to say. Why the show is cutting off. Why they have cut the show off. You know, I got some really God addressed me to share, have something to share with the right-minded people. The right-minded people. I'm going to see what they say here. I'm going to start all over again.